CJWW is ready to cheer on the University of Saskatchewan Huskies at the U Sports Women's Hockey Championship. This is Inside the Pack with Jackson Emery.
Welcome to Huskies Inside the Pack. Joining me today is first-year defenseman McKenna Stevens. McKenna, thank you so much for joining me today.
Thank you for having me.
So as a first-year defenseman, you've seen quite a lot of ice time and really being relied upon as, you know, a go-to defenseman. What does that do for your confidence from a viewpoint of being able to jump in as the first year and, you know, just right from day one, you've been able to keep it going?
Yeah, well, I think definitely my teammates have helped. Like, they're so supportive too. So, like, just learning and getting tips from them has definitely helped. So I think at the first, it was like a bit taken back. I was like, oh my God, this is crazy. But yeah, as it's gone by, I've really enjoyed it. So, yeah.
Is there anyone in particular that has helped you the most along the way? But I mean, with the group that you guys have, I mean, they're, I think everyone has their fair share. There's so many good characters and leaders, and Captain Kennedy and I were talking. You don't need a letter to be a leader, and I think there's a lot of that on this team.
Oh, yeah, no, for sure. I think for me, definitely at the start, I'd say Kendra. She was kind of someone that, like, I could easily go to talk to. I remember even some of our first couple of games, I was like, what do you see? Like, do you have any advice? And, like, she was always there to talk. And so that's just, like, so nice to have, especially, like, feeling, like, open to do that, because sometimes going into a new place, like, you never know. But, yeah, it was great. Mm-hmm.
And also as a first-year defenseman, you get to balance out the great life of school and then life at the rink. How challenging has that been? Or has it actually been kind of a seamless transition? Mm-hmm.
I would say it's not too bad for me. I ended up moving away last year to play hockey, so I kind of felt that it was like a bit more of a transition for me last year. So then going into it this year, it was eased in a little bit. So yeah.
And what are you currently going to school for?
I'm currently in biomedical science. I'm not too sure where I want to go with that. I'm thinking I might actually switch to health studies, but we'll see where I kind of go from there.
Either or, sounds like great career opportunities. You are from Calgary. So is that where you played your minor hockey?
Yeah, so I basically have born and raised, played there my whole life, with the exception of my last year, grade 12, where I played in Penticton. So yeah. Mm-hmm.
And growing up, did you always play in girls hockey, or was there a little bit of a boys hockey in there as well?
I always played on girls teams. Most of my summer training, spring training was always with guys, but yeah, all my teams were girls, so yeah.
And growing up, did you ever have a favorite professional hockey team and favorite hockey player?
Definitely the Edmonton Oilers. I feel like that was just something for me. My whole family was a fan of them, so it was kind of just integrated into my lifestyle. Growing up as a hockey player, I never had too many people that I like fully idolized. I kind of liked people here and there. More recently, though, I've really been a fan of Cale Makar. So, yeah.
Mm-hmm. From Calgary and an Oilers fan, that's got to be dangerous, right?
Yeah. I get bullied on it a little bit. It's pretty fun, though. So, yeah.
Mm-hmm. And Cale Makar, obviously, you're a defenseman. He's a defenseman as well, one of the best in the game. Yeah. Is he someone that you try to model your game after?
I'd say like my game kind of shifts and changes. I would say a couple years ago more so. Now I just kind of take tips and like all the little skills you kind of learn, but just like go with the flow and like where my role fits with the team. So yeah.
And not only yourself, but everyone on this team, such a unique opportunity. Nationals here this year, you get to play on home ice in front of a home crowd with the chance of winning at home. Now, there's still so much work up ahead. It's probably not a thought right now, but just describe to me how cool of an opportunity this is for you and the entire team.
Yeah, no, it's definitely incredible, especially because some teams might never even get this like opportunity. Like, it's very hard to come by. It's a lot of effort and work. And so just the chance to do it is so exciting.
And even with Nationals, but every home game that I'm in attendance for, there's so many young female hockey players here, and they're looking up to you and everyone else on the Huskies. You, to them, are, you know, the superstar female hockey players in this area. How cool is that to have them looking up to you? And you get to do skates and everything with them and be a part of their hockey careers. Just how cool is it to be a part of that?
Yeah, it's so great. I just having the community around with the Huskies is so fun. Like going out and skating with the girls and like even learning about them is so cool. I never really had that as much growing up. So when people would come out, it was just something you always looked forward to. So I love like giving that back to them as well.
Kenna, you are off to an incredible start with your Huskies career, and I think the fun has just begun. Playoffs just around the corner, and then Nationals, it'll be here before you know it. Thank you so much for taking the time here, and good luck the rest of the way.
Thank you so much.
Hear the whole interview at cjwwradio.com.